Every musical is made up of pieces that have to work together to function. Those pieces include the actors and the stage crew. Sometimes it's easy to forget that the faces, both on and off the stage, are just like us. Stripping away the costumes and glamour, we've taken time to sit down with the cast and crew of the Montour musical production of Once Upon a Mattress. This is Sitting In with the Montour Musical.
Hi, I'm Noah Kendall. I play the wizard in the musical, and I'm a 3-year member in the musical.
Hi, my name is Alex Menino. I play Princess Winifred, and I'm a 2-year member.
Hi, I'm Zach Zabico, and I'm a 1-year member, and I play Sir Harry in the musical.
Hi, Dan Spizzoletti, 2-year member. I'm on stage crew.
My name is Dominic Merlo. I am a 4-year member of the musical, and I play Prince Dauntless.
Why did you join musical?
So in 7th grade, my friends came up to me and they told me that they would love me to join the musical. And I said, no, I'd never join it. But then I started and I fell in love with it. So then I've been doing it ever since 7th grade. And it's become a passion of mine. Love its guts.
Ever since I was little, I've loved to sing. I can't remember a time when I wasn't singing when I was little. So whenever I found out that the middle school or even the high school, I really didn't join musical till high school. If the high school puts on awesome productions, I figured, why not? And a ton of people are a lot of fun to work with, and I just love being with my friends, so it's an overall great experience.
I always wanted to join musical, like in middle school and in high school, and I never really got a chance because of other activities, but I finally decided to drop those other activities for musical after seeing, you know, how much fun all my friends had and stuff like that.
I joined musical 2 years ago now. I actually did productions at my old school once in 8th grade. And I started back with Young Frankenstein at the high school. I thought it was a musical would be something different to do, something to expand my creative realm. Very much appreciate and enjoy stage crew. And it's also something that I can connect to my sister with.
Back whenever I was at Holy Trinity Catholic School, I began to participate in the musical when they brought along the junior musical edition of Aladdin. I participated on account of the 21 Jump Street scene in which Jonah Hill, my role model, I want to be like him one day, he started jumping around as Peter Pan, and I wanted to be Peter Pan against what they believed at Holy Trinity. And here I am now in my senior year, in my 4th year at the Montour Musical, being Jonah Hill.
What are your initial thoughts on this year's show, Once Upon a Mattress?
All right, so my initial thoughts on Once Upon a Mattress, I thought it's different, incorporating 3 different concepts and mashing it into one. It's something special. I've never seen it before, especially with the set that we are building, it being all on wheels for the majority of the part.
As you guys have been practicing for 3.5 months now, how do you feel the show has been coming along?
A month ago, I was, like, around the potluck, I was getting skeptical because a lot of stuff had not seemed to be coming together. But, you know, recently I see the first act at least coming together with a lot of our scenes they've finally gotten to, so... And it looks pretty good, so I'm excited.
The show opens soon on April 20th. What do you feel still needs done?
Most of it.
That leads on to the next question. Do you think the musical's on track?
I think with every show that we've done, or at least the shows I've been a part of, it really doesn't come together till the end. I think that we've done a lot of preparation to stay on track, but there's things that come up, like different ideas or different ways to say things that are incorporated into what we're doing, which is maybe a bit different than what we originally imagined, so that would naturally take more time. But I think as of now we are a bit behind, but I think we're gonna get back on track because we have continuous rehearsals over the next couple weeks.
What do you feel is the most difficult part of being your characters, being on stage and entertaining people?
Well, firstly, to maintain being in character while you see all these people out in the audience, and you have to, in a way, sort of maintain eye contact with the one being that is the audience. That's kind of difficult. Another thing is that you have to distinguish that your character isn't you. You're somebody else when you're up there, which is sometimes hard to understand and sometimes hard to act on. But once you really get in the hang of it at all, it's all smooth sailing.
Do you feel the singing's more difficult? Do you think the dancing's more difficult this year? Together, are they more difficult?
at least, well, the songs that I do sing, at first some of the rhythms were difficult, but I think once you continue to sing them constantly through rehearsals, they become easier. I think the dancing, there was more dancing involved last year in Young Frankenstein than there was this year. I think for this particular musical, I think the dances are a bit harder, but there's less of it, so it balances out in the end.
What's your favorite scene in the musical so far?
Well, as I play the wizard, I have another scene with the character Chris Knoll plays called the minstrel. It's a very fun scene. We do a lot of magic in that, and we do a lot of different improv and character work in this really fun scene. I'm excited for everyone to see it. It's really fun. So we'll see how that comes along.
How was coordinating set pieces with scenes worked so far? What's the most challenging piece to move and coordinate with certain scenes?
The most difficult set piece, time will tell. The directors like to change their ideas of the show at any given moment. But at the moment, the most difficult piece to move, I'd say, is the bed that we have constructed. The bed, we've made it so it can be used as three different scenes. It's used as a bed, obviously, where Alex, Menino, Winifred will get on top of it. It can be used as a bedroom scene, and we're going to use it for some silhouettes.
How has this musical experience differed from past years?
Each musical year has differed from the one prior to it. This one in particular has certainly been interesting because in years past, there was sort of a set group of people that you always knew were getting parts. And so they kind of stuck to themselves for the most part, and they were considered the musical kids, quote, end quote. And then there was like a separation between them and sort of the rest of the cast. So it was sort of like a hierarchy almost. But this year, I feel like there's not as much of that because they didn't really know who was going to be what from the start. Everyone's almost on like equal ground when it comes to bonding with each other. And sure, I still don't know some people's names, but I feel like I've met more people this year than I have in prior years.
How do you feel the cast has bonded together?
I think every year they're able to come together as cast, and this year, as we've had a lot of rehearsals together, it's been a lot of fun. So people have been coming together when we're not on stage, when we are on stage, and it's been really fun to bond with everyone. There's a whole new group of freshmen that are really great workers, and we've learned to love them and bond with them. And still, there's new people that are coming in this year that we've just met from order grades, like Zach and everyone, and we're already bonding with them, and it's been really fun. It's been a lot of jokes, and yeah, it's still bonding, and it's really great.
We here at Spartan Radio would like to thank the members of the Montour Musical for joining us. We hope to see you all at the show. The show opens up Friday, April 20th, and plays through the 21st, 22nd, 26th, 27th, and 28th. Tickets can be found at montourmusical.com or on sale at the high school, Tuesday through Thursday. Thanks for listening.